We've had a lot of spin, announcement after announcement by government over recent times. But the facts are this, is that if you look at Garda numbers in 2008, and if you look at them today in 2016, there's a reduction of 2,500 across the state, including a very large reduction in Donegal. And the fact is that even with the recruitment of 600 Gardaí this year and some recruitment last year, it's not making up for those that are retiring from the Garda force. Now, Sinn Féin are saying that what's required is the recruitment of 1,000 frontline Gardaí over the next number of years, every year, until we get Garda numbers over 14,000. That's what's required, and unfortunately the government haven't committed to that.
It has been reported that 2015 saw a significant increase in rural crime here in Donegal. Would the lack of Gardaí in the county be a factor in that?
Well, it clearly is, and we need to look no further than the Gardaí themselves at the front line, who have repeatedly told us that the cuts in Garda numbers, the closure to Garda stations, and the cuts to Garda vehicles, all of this has had an impact on their ability to protect our communities. You know, they've said that time and time again, and it's clear, you know, that that's the government spin is not a reality, that we are down 2,500 in the last number of years, and we need to get those numbers up, and Sinn Féin are committing to that, and the government are clearly not.